Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chronicling Podcast. This is Josh, your host. And today it's a bit of a special one. It's only a little mini episode that will fill the gap between now and the next podcast coming out, which there are quite a few, actually. There's been a bit of a sort of resurge in activity of me contacting people, people coming on to the podcast, having a chat. So I hope you've enjoyed those in more of a higher frequency than before. I just found that, you know, doing podcasts, chatting with people is really enjoyable. It's a really nice social break from everything else happening here. And of course, it's less time consuming than making videos. Now, video production is very time consuming. I talk to my patrons about that every now and again in the weekend ramble or weekend natter. About the pros and cons of doing videos. Yes, it's a really great creative adventure and pursuit of mine that, you know, making videos is really enjoyable, but wow, it sinks so much time. I think the last couple of videos I did on the YouTube channel, you know, they can take up to 10 hours in post-production. So that's not including the time that we're filming it when playing the games. So that has taken a bit of a setback for me, but that's okay. I've got some other things planned that I want to do. And this month is Man of War month of March. So this month I want to bring some Man of War content to the channel and a few other things that I've had planned as well. So I hope you enjoy those. And in the meantime, I want to promote good old Cameron. Cameron is a patron of mine and a good friend, and he's from the US, and he's really passionate about Man of War. So he had toyed with the idea of setting up his own YouTube channel and making videos, and which he has done. Now, his YouTube channel is called Kraken's Wake, and there will be a link in the podcast show notes that you can go down there. Please check that, because it's got a lot of other affiliated links as well, either linked to the Chrono Command or the guests that we have on each show. So you can always check out their other content on different platforms, this one being solely on YouTube. So Kraken's Wake, it's a new channel, only has 48 subscribers and two videos, but and he's got his video, How to Start Collecting Man of War. And because it's only a video visual kind of medium, I said to Cam, please send me the audio and I'll stick it in for you on the Chrono Command podcast, so it can reach a far wider, greater audience all around the world. And that way it can direct you back to the YouTube channel. So I would offer that to him as a thank you for making that video. I think it was really entertaining. I learned a lot from it as well, because there were things about Man of War that I didn't even know in terms of resources for people who want to start playing this really fun game set in the Warhammer world around about, I think, fourth edition, around that era. I think it's 1992 when that came out, from memory, 1992, 1993. That's still a fun game today. It hasn't really aged over time and still regarded as one of the classics of the specialist games that some people got to play and some people didn't, and they missed out on it. So it's kind of one of those specialist games that I think has a lot of interest from people and they're curious about it. So this is one way where you can get to hear Cameron talking about it and how he got into Man of War and how you can do it today. So please look forward to listening to that in just a moment. But before we get there, I just want to announce something as well, or a couple of things actually. One is that now I am an affiliate with Rosemary and Co. Artist Brushes, and they're a company out of the UK in West Yorkshire. And I've been using their brushes for a long time. I really like them. I think they're probably my go-to brush, and they have been for a couple of years now, at least, since discovering they have a website where you can order directly from them, because usually I'd go to the art shop and try to buy whatever was there on the rack and that kind of thing. So I've been ordering those directly through them. They're actually handmade in the UK. And they're made with, I usually get the Series 99 brushes. They're a sable brush. But they've got like a range of Kolinsky brushes. They've got like Sable synthetic brushes, which I've tried, and they're quite good too. And yeah, they're and I think also the Artist Opus brush they're actually made by Rosemary & Co. So, you know, they're very, very high quality, very expensive. I really like their brushes a lot, but their price range is just a little bit too out of range for me because of the volume of miniatures that I paint. You know, on a daily, day-to-day basis, I'm looking for a brush that's going to weather the storm of, you know, me painting for 8 hours or more each day. So Rosemary & Co. have been sort of my go-to for that. And I do like their Sable blends because they're like a cheaper option. And they're all very affordable. They're all really priced really competitively. So now I'm affiliated with Rosemary & Co. Artist Brushes. I want to extend this opportunity that if you next time place your order, please use the unique affiliate code, which is Crown, that's CROWN, 2024, 2024. And every time you purchase something through Rosemary Co. on their website, if you use that affiliate code, it just gives me a little slight, you know, a few cents in my little bucket of change that will accumulate over time. And then I can use that to purchase my own brushes. So you, in a way, you're helping the show and helping me out in a little bit of a slight kickback. So I'm excited about that because I'm obviously vouching for their product because I know it's really good. I've been using it for years now, and I don't see myself ever changing. I do buy the occasional other brush like Tamiya. I bought a few of those as well, and I bought Winsor & Newton's in the past, and I've never been satisfied with them. Rosemary Co. have just been the sort of a staple, a name and brand that I trust and I like using. And you know, I use them on my painting videos, as you've seen, and I've talked about it. So that's one bit of snippet of news. So if you want to help out the show, go next time you order brushes, try out Rosemary & Co. They've got an extensive range of acrylic brushes there, which like synthetics and Sable brushes and Kolinsky Sable brushes. That will be really good and really priced affordably. And please use that Crown 2024 affiliate code so that sort of kicks back to me in the long run. I really appreciate that. Second thing I'm going to bring to advertising, I think on the YouTube channel, and I'll mention here every now and again as well, is that my sister told me yesterday that she started her own little business with her boyfriend. My sister's a graphic designer and a really good one by trade. And she's a fabulous illustrator and artist, and you know, either pencil on paper or digital creations. And she has created her own company called Meek Co. It's based in Australia, and the products they sell are all made in Brisbane, Australia. So these are really funky looking design t-shirts and yoga mats. So she just started. So 3 weeks ago, she launched this thing. She only told me yesterday. I didn't even know about it. And I said, well, how about I, you know, use your company name and the products you sell. I wear them on the channel. You know, we can use her as a sponsor. And it's just a nice gift for my sister because she's just starting out. And I know how hard that would be. She hasn't sold anything yet on her Etsy store. And she wants to get her own website where she can sell it herself and, you know, get out of sort of these third party middleman type things like Etsy and go on her own start developing her brand, which is really cool. And honestly, I think the designs are fantastic, absolutely amazing. So I hope to feature those on the channel, and I'll leave a link again in the show notes so you can check that out and check out her designs, even if you're just curious to see what it looks like, what they look like. They're all very unique. She made them all herself. She drew those out herself. And really cool, vivid, you know, hip looking designs and colors and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to wearing my sister's very own specifically designed t-shirts from Meek Co. So yeah, go and check them out and have a look, and maybe it's a nice gift for somebody out there. Maybe it's a nice gift for your partner or for yourself, you know. So they're the two sort of snippets of news for the Crown of Command. And we have some exciting guests lined up. I'm having one with a ex Games Workshop Studio White Dwarf editor, in fact, this week. So look forward to that. I'm really looking forward to speaking to him about his time at Games Workshop and how that led him to where he is now. And I hope you guys will enjoy it too. So, and finally, if you weren't aware, as my last guest wasn't, he was aware of my YouTube channel, but wasn't aware of my podcast, which is interesting. I sort of assume that everyone knows about the two, but in this case, my last guest wasn't aware that I actually had a podcast. So he gets the chance of going back and looking and, you know, re-listening to a lot of those classic interviews I had with previous GW guys or, you know, guys in our community and that kind of thing. So if you are not aware, yes, there is a YouTube channel called Crowner Command Games. And on there, you'll find battle reports of various different game systems like Warhammer 5th edition, 4th edition, Warhammer 40K 2nd edition, Man of War, of course, and countless other things. I think there's some confrontation content on there as well. Blood Bowl featured on there. Advanced HeroQuest, one of my favorite games, playing solo run-throughs of that. So if you weren't aware of it, again, just go to YouTube, just punch in there on the search engine, Crowner Command Games, it'll pop up straight away. We'll check the links here in the description of this podcast to find those, as well as anything else that we mentioned here or affiliated with podcast at all. So you've got some things to do this weekend, guys. So I hope you enjoy that. And I'm going to shut up now, so you can listen to Cameron talking all about Man of War and how to get into Man of War the game. So guys, thanks again for your support. I really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening and bearing with me. And enjoy Man of War and how to get into it. Here we go.
Man of War is a tabletop strategy game featuring naval warfare at the 1 to 1200 scale in the Warhammer Fantasy setting. It was released by Games Workshop in 1993, discontinued a few years later, and the rules and models have remained out of print since. The purpose of this video is to show how it's still possible to collect and play this game 30 years after its discontinuation. The core box set naturally contained everything needed to get started playing the game. It contained a black and white rules manual, dice, 12 plastic war galleys, a magic deck, a Man of War card deck, and a staggering amount of cardstock components. Cardstock terrain, templates, charts, range rulers, counters, and markers. The rulebook had six fleet lists: Bretonians, Empire, High Elves, Dark Elves, Orcs, and Dwarfs. The core box set was followed by the Plague Fleet supplement, which had fleet lists for all four of the Ruinous Powers, as well as Chaos Dwarfs and Skaven. The box included Chaos Terrain and Scenarios, and more than 500 individual cardstock components. Following Plague Fleet was the Sea of Blood expansion, which introduced rules for sea monsters, flying units, the use of allied fleets, an updated fleet list that included Norse ships, the Dwarf Dreadnought, and several specialist Imperial vessels, the Hellhammer and the Iron Fist. The amount of materials needed to play Man of War may seem intimidating if you're not willing to drop a paycheck on eBay. Fortunately, all of these components have been scanned and are available online for free. Your single greatest resource is the Warhammer Man of War Facebook group. Join the group and navigate to the files section. There's a huge list here that includes fan-made rules, sale patterns, and other images. The first file you want is titled Man of War Community Rulebook, produced by Jonathan Haar. This is all three rulebooks compiled in a single PDF. You may be tempted to print this file and assemble it with sheet protectors in a single rulebook. I can advise against this, as I learned that it will leave you with a three-ring binder, several inches thick, and so heavy that it requires its own table to use. A more practical option is to load the file on a thumb drive, take it to an office supply store, and have it printed in three spiral-bound books. I had these rulebooks printed and bound for $20 American each at a local office supply store that, for another $7, could mail it to me so that I need never leave the comfort of my basement. If anyone knows of a less expensive option, please let us know in the comments. The next file that would be very nice to have, but certainly not necessary to play, would be the A4 Man of War Community Annual. This is a compilation of White Dwarf articles about Man of War, including a painting guide, tactical advice, battle reports, and instructions on building 3D terrain. The file also includes question and answer interviews with Andy Jones and all the Citadel Journal articles about Man of War, including special magic rules for many of the fleets and rules for an undead fleet, models for which were never produced. Full color productions of the special magic cards can also be found in the Facebook group files section. Once you've downloaded the files, you can just print them out on 110-pound cardstock. After you've gotten the rules printed, another step will be printing off the card components needed. Go into the file section and find them. All of the components needed are here, but you can get started by just printing what you need, like the turning templates and the range rulers, and maybe ship templates and counters if you plan on using the full-size templates. There are many different ways of making the card components. If you have a color printer that can handle heavy cardstock, you can use that, or maybe you could print them on paper and laminate them. I printed mine out on a decent quality photo paper, then used spray adhesive to affix the paper to cardboard from cereal boxes. I cut everything out once it dried. You can reduce the volume of templates you need to print and the amount of table space you need by going to the Esoteric Order of Gamers website and finding the playing card-sized ship templates. Print them off and place them in card protectors. This way you can use a dry erase marker or a grease pencil to track damage and crew instead of using counters. These cards also feature some additional information on them like fields of fire and special damage charts which are not included on the original template. While you're on the Order of Gamers website, download, print, and laminate the rules summary as a quick reference guide. It's invaluable. When you're ready to start assembling your fleets, you'll have to decide if you will insist on original models or if you'll use proxies and 3D prints. Original models are still available, but of course they come at a premium. eBay is the easiest and most expensive option. With shipping, you can expect about $30 American per squadron or Man of War ship. On Facebook Marketplace, particularly the Man of War group, they can often be found for 20 to 30% cheaper. I'd recommend, though, setting aside a small pile of cash so that you can leap on large lot buys, no matter where you're shopping. Another option for collecting is taking advantage of all the excellent 3D prints that are now available. If you don't have access to a 3D printer, you can search for ships on Etsy. There are multiple Etsy stores that have copies of these models by Forest Dragon, which are some of the best proxies that I've seen for Bretonians and High Elves. This store, called Minis and Board Games, has a lot of ships, including Orcs, Dwarfs, Nurgle, Bretonians, but if you want to order an entire fleet from here, be sure to check that he's got all of the ships. He doesn't have the Orc, Hulk, or the Bretonian Galleon right now, for instance. You'll also want to have a close look at the sails, because he has ships and sails from multiple different STL designers, and they don't all match. Yet another source for some models is Malbox, which is run by a guy whose online name is Dreadax. He's French, but he's a really nice guy and super helpful. He's the top contributor over on the Sea of Claws group and has tons of pictures of Man of War tournaments that he hosts over in France. His shop is notable for having this Lizardman fleet that was sculpted by Louis Guggenberger and has also a fan-made rule set for them available in the Facebook group files section. You'll notice that there's not a lot of stuff in his shop right now, but if you look over here, there's 78 items behind the wall. You need to contact this guy directly. Just ask around for him in the Facebook group or the Crown of Command Discord and he'll pop up and see if there's anything he can help you with. If you do have access to a 3D printer, lucky dog, just go to Thingiverse or Cults3D, have a look around and start printing. If you need help finding anything, just ask at the Warhammer Man of War Facebook page or the Crown of Command Discord community and we'll give you a hand. The last bit to talk about is the playing mat. Good news is that there are multiple options out there. Bad news is that the best option is also the most expensive one. Of course, you don't need a mat at all to get a game of Man of War in. It can be played on a bedroom floor just as readily as any other war game. But something as simple as a piece of blue cloth certainly helps with immersion. Many folks have pointed out that a piece of crushed blue velvet makes for a lovely seascape, which is true. The problem with cloth is that it can shift and bunch up when you attempt to move the miniatures on it, knocking over models, slowing the game down, and potentially even changing the distances between the miniatures. The other thing is that most people don't have a 4x4 piece of blue velvet laying around, and if you have to go out and buy a piece of fabric, you may as well just put that money to a better solution. I've also purchased a 4x4 vinyl mat and discovered that While it looks good and models move easily across it, the vinyl has a tendency to hold its shape, leaving you with dangerous swells on two edges of the mat. This can be fixed by laying the mat out in the sun for a few minutes to soften up and lay flat, but that might not be an option depending on where and when you're playing. Vinyl also picks up glares from light pretty easily, which is problematic if you're hosting a remote game or trying to take photographs. Most folks I've talked to say neoprene mats like this one from Frontline Gaming are the best product. They lay flat as soon as they're unrolled, light doesn't glare against them, and models slide across the material easily. They also provide some cushion to help protect your models if you drop them or knock them over during the game. I bought the 6x4 mat here from Noble Knight Games, used for $55, so shop around and maybe you'll be able to find it for a bit less than retail. When it comes time to start printing stuff out, if you don't have a Facebook account and don't want to get one because of a moral opposition to the data collection, I get it. I've mentioned it a few times already, but the next best source, I think, will be on Discord at the Crown of Command community. This Discord was set up by a guy named Joshua Van Zan, who is a XGW staffer turned commission painter, and he also runs a podcast and a YouTube channel that has a bunch of Man of War battle reports in it. Both the podcast and the Discord focus on GW games from the 90s, and there's a huge Man of War thread. Just join the Discord, I'll include a server invite in the show notes, introduce yourself, tell them what you need, and they'll get you sorted. Also feel free to ask me any questions or make suggestions or corrections in the comments of this video. Thanks for watching.